Just a couple of other records he's hit. 4.375 3-pound apple pies in 8 minutes. 413 chicken wings in 12 hours. 257 Hostess donuts in 6 minutes. And, oh God, a whopping 165 pierogies, which are not a light meal, in 8 minutes. Good.
Oh my God.
God.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag. West Coast,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the two in attendance and the thousands listening around the world, let's get ready to gamble. My name, as always, is Tony Cavallo, Tony Squares. I am joined by Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio. Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookson, is not on the pod today, and he is not away on assignment. No, no. He is on paternity leave, folks, because we are happy to announce that at 10:25 a.m. on June 27, 2021, Colton Raphael Crookston was born, a happy and healthy young boy for Drew and Jess. The two of us here could not be happier that
Mazel
the boy
tov.
Is here. I'm so thrilled that Colton is in our lives. I cannot wait to meet him, a happy and healthy young boy. The unders on both things hit. Now, Drew did tell me this, though, Dangles, and I think you'll learn to appreciate
Oh, we hit
this.
Our bets. We hit our Colton bets.
Oh, of course.
Yes, the only podcast that makes you money. That's right. There were no lines at anywhere, but we made you money.
Made you money on it. And Colton, while he may be under on his weight, he is in the 90th percentile in length. He is a long boy, a long Crookston. So
yeah,
Colton
he sent
Raphael
a picture
Crookston.
Of this kid, and he's got this kid's gonna be a basketball player. He's got
legs
long,
for days,
long legs. Yeah, absolutely. If that continues on, I mean, I don't know. I might have to tease a little bit ahead to one of my Friday Five bets that may or may not involve how tall Colton Crookston might turn out to be. But if that first picture is any sign whatsoever, I don't know. Maybe you should bet the over.
Legs for days, man. He's the next Michael Phelps. Let me tell you, the kid's going to be great. Drew will be back on the podcast soon. But for right now, you're getting a Friday Five with myself and Dangles. We're going to be hitting some of our bets. A lot of them are going to have to do with the Euro 2020 tournament, which is into the quarterfinal rounds. I am pumped. Dangles has been watching. I've been watching. It's been an amazing tournament. If you are not watching this, you are missing out because it's fantastic football in the beginning of the day to take away from your work day. It's a great time, a great fun watch. Dangles, I have to say, though, you killed France. You took France to make it to the Final Four, the defending World Cup champions, and they fell to Switzerland in penalty kicks. A dramatic, dramatic finish to this young France team. Are you going to take the blame on this?
No, I can't, because I didn't. My foot didn't kick the ball that got stopped by the Swiss keeper. That, you know, unfortunately falls on the. And I'm not at all trying to suggest that it is all Kylian Mbappe's fault, because there are a lot of things that could have gone a lot of different ways in that game where France isn't even in a penalty kick situation at the end of that game against an inferior Swiss team. But there we are, and Kylian Mbappe, arguably the best, you know, up and coming player in the world, one of the top five players in the world, the only one who can't convert that penalty kick, and an incredible stop by the keeper. And it was one of those things where you could see right away the keeper read it instantly, which is what you have to do in that situation. If you don't, I mean, if you've ever watched penalty kicks, you know, if the keeper doesn't read that in the first moment that it comes off the foot, he's toast. He's torched.
Yeah.
It's done. But, you know, so I can't take full responsibility for that, but I probably didn't help riding France so heavily. I'm hoping that the Friday Five bets I've got on the Euros for this weekend are we into the round of eight now? It's the round of eight, right?
Yeah, quarterfinals, man.
Into the quarterfinals, the round of eight. I'm hoping these bets will be a little bit more fruitful than that France to go far. I don't think that was a stupid bet at the time.
No.
Given what we knew about France, I'm not going to sit here and be like, look, if I make a mistake, I'll be like, hand up, that was dumb. This wasn't one of those times. I feel like France had a chance to go a long way, and they just, you know, they couldn't pull it together. They struggled in the group stage, and, you know, here we are.
Just just do me a favor and don't take Italy to win, because you'll break my heart, because that team is so much fun to watch.
I thought about it, and I'm pulling really hard for them. I want them to win, but if I'm being Matty Mush all over this Euro tournament, I might not want to get anywhere close to my homeland, the Azzurri, for fear of torturing
them. If you're
them.
Listening at home and you watch any game of this Euro, watch Italy versus Belgium. Belgium, the number one team in FIFA.
The
number one team in the tournament.
It'll be better than the final. It'll be better than the final.
It's going to be so good. But also, we have another finals that we have to preview, because just tonight, the Phoenix Suns advanced to the NBA Finals. And we will be doing an NBA Finals breakdown show next week when we know who's coming out of the Eastern Conference. But Dangles, is it really going to be worth our time to watch it? Because Phoenix, seemingly, other than Booker's broken nose, is fully healthy. And they're either going to get a Trae Young, who is hurt with his ankle, Hawks team, or Giannis, who has a hyperextended left knee, isn't playing in the next game for them. He might come back for the finals. But regardless, the two stars of their competitors are going to be injured heading into this. Are we going to get a Suns in four?
I don't know. I mean, that guy's going to make a lot of money if we do get another Suns in four. We're never going to see the end of Suns in four guy on social media. Who I might throw out there, like, we're celebrating this dude because he beat another guy up. Like, I don't know. We can talk about it. That's another issue about who we elevate in our society and who we don't, and when we choose to make heroes out of people and when we choose to condemn others and how we do that. I'm not calling to any instance in particular. I don't know. This guy is an interesting case. Regardless, I don't think we have Suns in four, even if the Bucks are, for either team, really. These are two scrappy teams. It's not sexy.
Yeah,
it's not what the NBA wants. It's not good for ratings. But these two teams are both really scrappy. Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday are very good basketball players, and Brook Lopez is old, but better than a lot of people give him credit for down in the low post. He knows what to do, because he's been doing it forever. That team has guys that can come in off the bench. They have a strong team, and the same thing with the Hawks. They've got a deep bench. They've got guys who can step up on the court for them. Obviously, not having Trae Young is potentially harmful. But John Collins and Clint Capella have played very well.
Bogdanovich
has been shooting the ball well. So look, obviously they're missing what's his name, DeAndre Hunter, and I don't know what his status will be for the fight. He's not coming back.
He's
to
gone,
finals.
Yeah.
He's done. He's done. So okay.
Nah, he's done.
So you're obviously potentially without your best players, but either way, I think these are two very scrappy teams. I've talked about how I think Atlanta is scrappy before, and I don't think it'll be Suns. What do you see in this finals, Tony?
I'm probably going to look at to see if I can get good numbers on a Suns in four. I think a five,
really?
A game five finals, just because, even without Giannis, if Giannis is even 50%, that team is so easy to defend. I think Chris Middleton's very good. I don't really like Jrue Holiday offensively. I just think the Suns can score too many points on either team.
Yeah.
And Trae Young, because he is so quick and agile, an ankle injury to that guy, even if he plays, is drastically changes his game, changes everything he does with the step backs and the dribbling and the be able to put floaters up. It just changes the team altogether, and I do think it's the Suns' year. Like, they have the momentum now. L.A. was a very tough team to beat, even without Kawhi. Paul George did very well, and I think it's going to be Suns in four. I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I'm just saying if the number's good, I'm definitely going to sprinkle a little bit on it. Interested to see what Schaefer the Sharp says on that. Interested to see what our NBA guest says on that, but that is coming next week. This week, it's all about the Friday Five. Five bets from myself, five bets from Diggity Dangles. We have been winning these bets. We have been making you money on these bets, and I'm very excited to go forth with them, so let's not break any further. Up next, the Friday Five.
West Coast Gamblers.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.
All right, Dangles, it is time for the Friday Five. Five bets from me, five bets from you, and maybe a few from the new dad, Drew. That was a rhyme. Did you hear that? I didn't like the intro I gave to begin this podcast, and then I just started this intro of the Friday
bars.
Five with a hell of a rhyme.
Bars.
I'm throwing
greatest,
bars out right now.
Greatest rapper
I'm on
alive.
Fire.
Greatest rapper alive, five. Tony Squares. Greatest rapper alive.
So I know I got five that are going to hit. Dangles, I assume you have five that are going to hit. But also, Dangles, as you mentioned to me in the break, we are heading into America's birthday. It is July 4th, and there is one event every July 4th that happens that you can bet on.
Absolutely. I wanted to share this before we get into our Friday Five. If you are so inclined, there are lines. You can get them on DraftKings, for example, for the July 4th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Yes,
Big deal.
Humans shoving beef-cased pork sausages down their gullets on July 4th, and it's just going to be a blast. So let's talk about what we got going on here. On the men's side, of course,
there's a women's bracket?
The GOAT. Oh, yeah, there's a women's bracket. On the men's side, there's not, I mean, I can't look at the bracket. I can just, these are the lines, and this tells you how just one-sided this entire sport is. You've got the men's side. Here's Joey Chestnut, 50-1 favorite, minus 5,000. Any other participant is 10-1. Any other participant, 10-1. And then on the women's side, you have the favorite, Michelle Lesko, who is minus 1,000, 10-1 to win. And then any other participant is 5-1, plus 500.
Now, is there any other, like, over-unders? Like, how many dogs there will are. Chestnut
now,
throw down?
That is what I was just about to say, is I feel like we don't really know any of the other competitors. I would stay away from the winner bet. However, there is one, and count it one, prop bet for the hot dog eating contest, and it is for, you guessed it, Joey Chestnut, a total on hot dogs, 73.5.
Oh, my God.
Does he eat 74 hot dogs? That's a lot. The over is the favorite at minus 230, and the under is plus 165. Over
Man,
or under
I mean,
73
I'd
and
have
a half
to do some
dogs.
Research to actually make a bet on this. Like, how many has he eaten before? What's his weight going into this? Has he been training during COVID? Like, it's been 2 years since this happened. Maybe he lost his fastball. How hot is it going to be out there? I'm probably going to lean under.
Okay, interesting. He has done 75 before.
Okay,
but
that
was
prime Joey
Chestnut.
I'm
reading an article right now. Yes, that was maybe only a couple of years ago.
We're in the Tim Duncan years of Joey Chestnut right now. He's CP3 right now in this tournament.
He's 37. The guy's not a spring chicken anymore, but he apparently, and this is an article by Nikesia Panel on Yahoo's Delish column. He's got to eat 75 in 10 minutes to beat his personal record. So.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 Jesus, minutes. That's so many hot dogs. I'm going under. My bet's on the under. The first official Friday Five bet of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest from Tony Squares is under 73.5 hot dogs from your boy Joey Chestnut.
All
Dangles,
right.
You gonna take a line?
It's the plus money. I'll go the over since you took the under. We'll make it a beer bet. I'll take the over on this. I think Joey Chestnut breaks his record. In fact, I'm gonna call 76 dogs in 2021. Coming out of the pandemic, Joey Chestnut is as good as ever. He's like the Tom Brady of major league eating. Nothing phases him. By the way, just a couple of other records he's hit: 4.375 3-pound apple pies in 8 minutes, 413 chicken wings in 12 hours, 257 Hostess donuts in 6 minutes, and, oh God, a whopping 165 pierogies, which are not a light meal, in 8 minutes. Good.
Oh, my God.
God. Good
All right,
God.
Let's move on to the real sports.
Yeah,
no offense to major league eaters. Let's move on to the real physical specimens of the world, and let's move on to betting the Friday Five with real bets, real lines, real sports, real stuff. Here it comes, my first bet. Dangles, I usually let you go first in this,
no,
but
please.
I need to go first. I need to go first because my first bet is a big one. It is a big one. Now, we usually don't take futures in the Friday Five because we like to give you bets that you can cash on this weekend, but I'm about to give you a future right now, okay? Because it's too good not to pass. The number is 18.5, okay? And I'm taking the under 18.5. That's right. The under 18.5 years of age that Colton Crookston gets laid.
I love it.
Colton loses the V card under 18.5 years of age. You heard it here first on the West Coast Gamblers. Dangles,
under
your first
18
bet.
And a half. I will tail you on that. Absolutely. I'm going to say under 18.5. And I will give as my first bet the Colton Crookston future of the week, and I am going to go with that Colton Ruff. You said Raphael is his name?
Raphael Crookston.
Colton Raphael Crookston will be taller than his father. Will be taller. Wow. Than his father. Now, I don't know about we were talking before the podcast. I think Drew's like about 5'10 or so. He's a little bit taller than I am. This kid's got long legs, though. If that, again, I'm going off that first picture, and that first picture alone, that is the only piece of evidence that I have to use, and that's good enough for me. I am going tall. He's going to be, in fact, I think he's going to be 6 feet or taller. Book it right here, right now. Colton Crookston, taller than his dad.
I just want to also
you,
say,
congratulations, sorry. Mazel tov. We love you.
Sorry, Mrs. Crookston, for talking about your grandson's virginity about 3 days
time
on Earth.
Yeah, we definitely have to apologize for that. He's not even 72 hours old.
But we love you, Drew. We love you, Jess. We're happy for you.
Congratulations,
Colton,
yeah.
Raphael Crookston.
We love you.
My second bet. We're going to go to the Euros. We're going to go to soccer because it's all I've been watching. I've been really downloading about every game, and I've been doing my research on these teams and what they're doing in their club teams and all that, and everything going into it. I really have a feel for this tournament, I think, and I've been hitting my Euro bet, so I'm going to continue to the well. Last week, I had a bet that I didn't give you because I was too scared to give upset picks. The plus money was good on this, and I didn't take the Czech Republic to move on. This week, I'm sticking to my gut. I'm taking the plus money bets because I think there's another upset coming. You've seen these tournament games, and they get really tight no matter what the competition is. Rarely do you see a 4-0 game like Denmark's victory, by the way, we called that. But one of these games, the first game of the quarterfinals is Switzerland versus Spain. Spain right now is a -3-1 favorite, and I don't think Spain has performed as well as a normal Spain does. I think they're coming off of their name right now. These lines are a very public line for them. Switzerland is a strong team. You saw what they could do to France. You saw how they could go toe-to-toe with that team. Even when they were down 3-1, they came back to tie it and then take it in penalty kicks. I think Switzerland to advance at +250 is a bet that I'm willing to throw some dollars on because of that money. I don't think +250 is an even line for the Switzerland team to advance. This is a FanDuel line, Switzerland, +245 to advance over Spain. That's my second bet of the Friday Five. Dangles?
All right, let's go to game. Oh, gosh, I've been losing track of it. What game are we in the Eastern Conference Finals here? Is this game?
Game six.
Game six in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going with a total here again. Under 215.5 points, Bucks-Hawks at -105. With both team stars likely out for this game, it's going to fall to somebody else to be the star, and they're good, solid players, good, solid role players on each team. I don't know who I see really stepping up and being that guy who scores 40. I'd be shocked if this game cracks the 200 mark. I think the under is a safe bet on this game. I'm going Hawks, Bucks, under 215.5 at -105.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I've been doing pretty good on my NBA bets as well, and that's an under that I was looking at for sure. But I'm going to continue with my Euro run with my third bet of the day, the third bet of the Friday Five, and it is my team, my homeland, Viva la Azzurri again. Italy versus Belgium is the game of the quarterfinals, might be the game of the tournament. Both of these two teams are the favorite to win the tournament right now, and only one of them can advance in this game. I wouldn't say that this is a confident bet by me because, again, Belgium is one of the best teams in the land, number one, according to the FIFA World Rankings, but I'm going with my gut here. Italy to advance is -144 on FanDuel. That's the game I'm going with. Viva la Azzurri, Italy to advance, -144. Dangles, your third bet.
Oh, that's what I want to happen. That is really what I want to happen. It is. But my third bet is actually going to be Belgium to advance in plus money at 120. I know. And I feel as though I'm making a betrayal of my homeland because my heart wants exactly what you just described, Tony. My heart wants Italy. And look, you know, Belgium is potentially going to be missing Eden Hazard and Kevin De Bruyne. The manager said they're like a 50-50 chance to play, but word on the street, at least as far as I was reading, is that they're doubtful. Belgium's still the deeper team here. I'm very concerned about Italy's play after a subpar game against an Austria squad that is also subpar and now having to take on the world number one. They still have Romelu Lukaku, of course, but I think both of these teams benefited from weak group opponents, and this is going to be the big test for both of them to see how good they really are. This is a rubber meets the road, you know what I mean? This is a... you know, this is a gut check game right here to see who's really great. I'm picking Belgium plus 120 to advance, even without in the worst case scenario, and Hazard and De Bruyne don't play. I'm still picking Belgium over the Azzurri. They seem like they're sort of teetering right now, and I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I lose this bet.
But one of the best parts about this world tournament soccer, where you have the countries playing instead of the clubs, is you can get that NCAA tournament feel. And we had those two brothers on the Eastern Washington State team play together. The two brothers, Eden Hazard, might miss Belgium, but his younger brother, Thorgan Hazard, scored the only goal in the Belgium game to advance over Portugal. It's great to see the brothers play not only with each other, but for their country. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. And I'm telling you, Belgium's a good pick, man. They are the deeper team. This is the golden generation of Belgian players and likely their last chance to achieve a trophy on the world stage. It's going to be a hell of a game, and I personally cannot wait for it. But my fourth pick has to go with the Cinderella story Denmark team against the Czech Republic, who is also having a Cinderella run themselves. Now, Dangles, the first Friday Five we did for the Euros, you took Cristiano Ronaldo to win the Golden Boot. He is still ahead, 5 goals over everybody else. But the guy who's coming up right behind him is for the Czech Republic. His name is Štík. He has 4 goals himself for the Czech. And, of course, the Czechs are still playing. Portugal is not. Cristiano Ronaldo, will that 5-goal lead hold? This game's getting a little bit tricky for me. Both of these teams like to put the biscuit in the basket, and both of these teams also have holes on defense where they can let goals in themselves. I've taken 2 both teams to score bets in the Friday Five and lost both of them, but I'm going back to the well. Both teams to score in Denmark versus the Czech Republic. And if you want, you can take Denmark to win and both teams to score at plus 400. That's not my official bet. My official bet is both teams to score, Denmark versus Czech Republic at plus 105. Dangles, your fourth bet.
Tony, you spoil everything. You ruin it. You ruin everything for me. I don't even get to lay out this awesome, cool parlay that I put together that I thought would be really fun when I'm like, oh, this is actually smart. This actually sounds good. I'm betting Denmark to beat the Czech Republic in full time and both teams to score at plus 425. I love this. I love it. I'm sticking with the Danes after that convincing 4-0 win over Gareth Bale and the Welsh last weekend. The fairy tale continues. And by the way, the Danes have 9 goals in this tourney. Only Spain has scored more than the Danes have. The Czechs have 5 goals, 4 of them belonging to the Štík kid, whatever his name is. And they've scored in all but one match. Then they got to be feeling themselves after that big win over the Dutch 2-0 past weekend. Huge win.
Huge win.
Huge win. So I'm going Denmark plus 107 to beat the Denmark to beat the Czech Republic in full time, and both teams to score, Denmark and Czech Republic. That's plus 425.
Wow. Hey, I'm not hating. I like that bet a lot. Before we get to our Brinks truck bets, sign the bat signal. Schaefer the Sharp has come in with his picks for the Rocket Mortgage Tournament. It's another Schaefer the Sandtrap production, folks. He has 4 bets for the tournament that you can play. And none of them, by the way, none of them have to do with Kevin Streelman, who I'm pretty sure it was going to be Colton Streelman Crookston before what happened at
Drew's
the Travelers.
Drew's never going to bet on Kevin Streelman again, which is what happened. And this is what you get when you bet on a guy who has the name of a middle school science teacher. You lose.
So that's why, sir. It's not Colton Streelman Crookston. It's Colton Raphael Crookston. Good night, Kevin Streelman. But Schaefer the Sandtrap picks for the Rocket Mortgage Tournament. Ryan Amore, top 40 at plus 175. Sepp Straka, top 30 at plus 200.
He's a popular pick in this tournament.
Kevin Kisner, the Barstool favorite, top 10 at plus 350. That's big money for Kiz. And the Brinks truck bet from Schaefer the Sandtrap, Hideki Matsuyama, top 20 at plus 110. That's his guarantee Brinks truck bet. But for our Brinks truck bet, Stangles, I'm going to the last game of the Euros. Here's the thing. England should easily beat Ukraine. Easily.
You are absolutely right. This is England, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And England likes to make
their history
things harder.
We know their history in international play. If you've watched any World Cups, you know their history.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not touching the game itself or both teams to score or anything like that, because truly, anything can happen in this game. I don't know what will occur, and I'll be watching. I mean, any England fan is going to be watching, biting the nails the whole time, because Ukraine, as much of an underdog they are, still could step up if England's sphincters start to tighten a little bit. Instead, you can pick players to score, and usually these numbers are plus 500, 600, 700, 800, big, big numbers for a player to score, because it's hard to score in one of these games. It is hard to score in a soccer game. Harry Kane, the lead striker for England, their captain, their leader, the man who's probably the best striker in the world. He's currently being rumored to be on a multi-million dollar transfer from his one team to another team. A lot of things going on in Harry Kane's life. And he finally scored for the first time in the Euros in the game against Germany. If you take him to score, it's only plus 105. That is a terrible number. That is a terrible number for a guy who has not scored except for once in this whole entire tournament, because anybody can score for England. There's 9-10 other players in the field.
I'd take that if it were like plus 500, if it were a lot more expensive than that, but not at plus 105. Absolutely not.
So instead, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to take the sharp play. I'm going to take the negative odds here. I'm going to take Harry Kane not to score at minus 150 in the England-Ukraine game. Harry Kane not to score at minus 150. There's just too many ways this could happen. Minus 150 is too good of a number for me not to take it. This is Drew leeching into me. I don't want to take this. I don't want to be rooting for this, but here I am. Harry Kane not to score. Minus 150 is my backup the Brinks truck bet of the week for the Friday 5 Euro quarterfinal stage. Dangles, the final bet of the day.
All right, we're going to go to the grass. And no, not the grass of the Rocket Mortgage Championship.
Okay.
No, not the grass of the Euro 2020 Championships. No, we are going to the grass in beautiful London, England, of Wimbledon. And I thought about this, and I had to go back and forth on what I wanted to do here, because I had a couple of bets here. And then I decided, you know what, if Schaefer the Sharp is allowed to make six golf bets when we ask him for three, then I'm allowed to split a unit on two different bets from Wimbledon that I really like. One you can cash this weekend, and you will cash this weekend if you tail me on this, and one that's a future that I think you should bet, and it's just wicked smart to bet. So let's go to first half unit. Sloane Stephens, my girl. Bet her earlier this month to beat Carolina Muchova at the U.S. Open. Cashed that. I'm going back. I'm betting on my girl again. She is plus 120 against Lyudmila Samsonova. This is on Friday.
Wow.
She just beat two-time Wimbledon champ Petra Kvitova convincingly 6-3, 6-4, straight sets. So this is someone who's feeling herself right now. I am all about Sloane Stephens. She won for me last time. I'm going in a half unit on Sloane Stephens to win this weekend against Lyudmila Samsonova. That's plus 120.
That's a hell of a name. Okay.
Here's, right? It really is. Here's my other bet. Now, maybe I'm just a newbie, but it seems to me that if you can get a heavy, heavy favorite at a number like, I don't know, minus 167, to win it all, a tournament like this with this many competitors, you jump right on that shit. Novak Djokovic is minus 167 to win Wimbledon on the men's side. Now, he's chasing his sixth Wimbledon singles title, a record-tying 20th Grand Slam. Federer and Nadal both have 20. Federer is playing in this tournament. Nadal dropped out of this tournament as well as the Olympics. And Djokovic cruised 6-3, 6-3, 6-3 in his first round match against South African Kevin Anderson. Novak Djokovic is a robot. He's a machine when it comes to these tournaments. I don't think
he's
there's any way around
asshole.
He is also an asshole, and I love seeing him lose, and I would love nothing more than to see him lose. But this podcast is about making you money, and at minus 167 for the favorite, a guy like Novak Djokovic who has just dominated this tournament, I think it's a surefire thing. If you want to get crazy, you might sprinkle a little bit on Roger Federer plus 1,300 to win it all. He is coming off a lot of injuries. He just had knee surgery. He's been out for a while. He had a couple setbacks in that knee surgery. But he is the oldest man to ever win Wimbledon, and he has more Wimbledon titles than anyone ever with 8. So no one in the history of men's tennis has ever been better than Roger Federer. Martina Navratilova, by the way, holds the record for people in general. She has 9 Wimbledon titles.
Wow.
Fed has 8. And I don't think it's, I mean, look, he knows what it takes to win here. And with Nadal out, Djokovic is really, really the big favorite. But I'm going with Djokovic to win. And how about an honorable mention for American Francis Tiafoe, who upset Stefanos Tsitsipas and is now favored at minus 130 in his upcoming match with Russia's Karen Khachanov. This is the first big upset of the tournament. If you want to root for America on July 4th weekend, go out and put your money down minus 130 on Francis Tiafoe.
I mean, I could let you go on all day reading down the names of the Wimbledon list. That's fantastic stuff. But that is it for the Friday Five podcast. Five bets from each of us.
We give Drew so much latitude with these bizarre golfers that he picks.
We do.
I can take one Friday Five and go down a rabbit hole on Wimbledon after all these bizarre golfers that he brings up.
Absolutely. The floor is yours, Dangles, and you took it, the ball, and you ran with it. The only thing we didn't do is our 60-second media review, but that is a Shea for the Sharp special. He will be back soon again on paternity leave. Long live Colton Raphael Crookston. So happy and so just elated
thrilled
for you guys.
Thrilled
cannot
for
wait
you guys
to meet the kid. That is it for the Friday Five. That is it for the podcast. My name is Tony Cavallo, joined by Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio. We are the West Coast Gamblers, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. And as always, thank you for listening.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fast stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag. West Coast, Gamblers. Who you betting on? Always on black, fast stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. We coming for the
sets up deep in the pocket, goes down the field for Smith. Oh, he caught it! Smith, touchdown, 85 yards.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On Press Box Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on Press Box Access.